رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So inshallah, today's dars is going to be the fun dars. Did I say that every dars? But we're actually getting to the easier stuff now. So we hit the marfu'at, which were kind of, you know, introductory, not too hard, kind of easy. Mansubat, okay, got a little difficult, but majrurat, easy. So the first thing is, how many majrurat are there?
Two.
There's only two. So easy, right? You had 6 marfuat, 11 mansubat, only 2 majrurat. So it's very, very easy. So, what are they? First thing, mudaf ilayh. What is mudaf and mudaf ilayh? This is something that I think a lot of people read too much into, like they get too technical. Like one brother, Abdurrahman, said, it's the host and hosted.
That's not what I said.
You didn't say that?
You said hosted.
Oh. I guess I'll take credit for it. I came up with the idea of host and hosted. I was trying to help you out, brother. That's cool. Tell you, what does that mean?
Only because
there are two isms. Isman, like I would say isms, but that's actually incorrect. Like, you know, people try to use that, but in Arabic, the muthanna, isman. Yani two of the ism category, yani not af'al, not huruf, but they're going to be two asma, so it makes isman, two from the asma that are written together to complete a meaning. Now, what does that mean? Let me take you to some examples. Some of these are from the Quran, some that we'll write that will just be examples. But from the Quran, when we talk about Maliki Yawmiddin, right? Now, Malik, this is to say a king, right? Or owner. We discussed this in the Aqidah Durus. But if it came by itself, if it's not a sifa, like it's not connected, what does it really tell you? King of what? Owner of what? Right? So, but when you see Malik or Malik, depending on the Qur'a, Yawmiddin, the day of resurrection or you know, jaza, getting back what you deserved, the day of judgment, basically. So now, bringing these two together, it brings a complete meaning. The owner of that day, which is being discussed, the day of judgment. And then ad-deen, it describes yom. So this is going to be a sifa, right? So now, this here is called the mudaf. And this here is the, what is it?
Mudaf
ilay. And you will notice the mudaf ilay is? Tayyib. Would it be Malik Yawmiddina, Dinu, or Dini? Everybody agree? Why? Because the Rahman said so. Because I told you this is a sifa. And one thing I've been kind of introducing, inshallah, not next dars, but dars after that, we'll get into tawabi. But this is something that describes this. So it's a sifa. And a sifa has to follow the i'rab of what it's describing, the mawsuf. Tayyib? Tayyib. Malik al-mulk. Now, this could be Malikul Mulk, Malikil Mulk, Malikal Mulk, it depends. Mudaf by itself doesn't have I'rab. Okay. Mudaf, it doesn't have I'rab. If the Mudaf is your Mubtada, then it would become Marfu'. If it is Ba'd Harf Jar, it will become Majroor. If it is the Maf'ul Bihi, it will become Mansuf. Mudaf by itself doesn't affect the I'rab or the Nahu of it. But it does affect what comes next. Mudaf does affect what comes next. So would it be mulki, mulka, mulku?
Mulki.
Mulki, why?
Mudaf.
Because mudaf ilay. So when you have mudaf, the mudaf ilay has to be majroor. Rabb al-Nas. Make Arab of it for me. Rabb is what? Your mudaf. And Nasi is what?
Mudaf.
طيب رب البيت
مضاف.
I know they're easy, just letting you guys practice. We'll make them difficult later. So now you see, these are connected. If you said Rab, owner, Lord, what are we talking about? Like, that's a very general thing. But if you say Rab al-Bayt, now it's pretty clear the meaning. It is the owner of the house we're discussing, and it narrows it down. It brings, comes together. Masjid. It could be any masjid. Masjid al-Haram. Now when I say it, Masjid al-Haram, which masjid am I talking about?
Masjid al-Haram.
Which is? In Mecca. Right? Where the Kaaba is. So this tells you, when I added the mudaf ilay, it clarified the meaning to you. Right? If I said an-Nasr, the help, could be any help. Nasrullah. Now I'm talking about a particular help that is the help of Allah, the amazing and divine help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is mudaf, mudaf ilay. How can you tell if something is mudaf and mudaf ilay? There are four pointers that you can look for, right? The first, obviously, mudaf does not take al. Okay? You see the line through it? So, if you look at any of the mudaf we've mentioned, it will not be al. Now, those advanced students that are here or watching, some of these rules have exceptions. And inshallah, if you get advanced enough, we'll discuss the exceptions and the rules, why and when you can make an exception. But right now, we're learning the base rules. So mudaf will not take al. In all the examples, you will see that it did not take al. It will not take the al of ma'rifah. Tayyib, mudaf ilay will almost always be al. Right? Now, as I said, there are exceptions. So, all those wannabe nahu guys at home going, relax. All right? We're not there yet. But mudaf ilay, like you will see here, al-mulki, al-yawm, al-nas, al-bayt, it is ma'rifah, it has al. And that's why when something becomes mudaf ilay, it becomes ma'rifah. And we'll discuss mudaf and how mudaf also takes ma'rifah because of mudaf ilay, but inshallah that's later. Tell you the next thing, mudaf does not take tanween. I wrote out tanween as well, just so you know. What does that mean? It will not be rabbun. It will be rabbul. It will take the single dhamma, fatha or kasra. It will not take dhammatain, fathatain, kasratain. Everybody clear on that? It will not take tanween. And the last, and probably the most obvious of them, is mudaf ilay is majroor. Now, this is so simple. People make Arabic difficult, but it's all about how you teach it. Look, if you see anything with a kasra, right? Then you have to know that it's going to be majroor, in most cases, due to one of two reasons. Either it's mudaf ilay, or it's after one of the huruf al-jar. So you just look, is there a harf al-jar before it? No, then it is mudaf ilay, if it fits those things. It's very easy to figure it out if you just pay attention. Now, there are some exceptions, and I'll throw one at you just to kind of open your mind to it. We're not going to get into it, right? Like the word qadi. People write the word qadi like this. This is incorrect in the Arabic language. If you say al-qadi, then you can write it like that. If you write it nakira without the al, you have to put qadin. Tayyib? And this is something that even many authors, especially if you look at internet articles, people don't know how to write because they really don't know Arabic grammar. So this is a part, and we'll explain why. This is later. But this qadin is not majroor. Even though it has kasratain, it's not mudaf ilay, and it's not, it has to do with the structure of letters in Arabic, and we'll discuss that later on in the durus. But I'm just kind of throwing that out there for you. Also, there are some things that are mabni, right? Like the word Musa or the word Isa. It doesn't take i'rab, right? So there are some exceptions. But when you see something majrur, now there's one other exception. It could be tabi', it could be following, right? One of these two. But again, even if it's tabi', that means the root reason has to come down to one of these two. So all the majrurat, they'll fall under these. Okay? So you can, when you find something majrur, it's very easy to make i'rab of it. Because like marfu', there could be six different reasons. Mansub, there could be 11 different reasons. Majrur, really you have two reasons. Right? So then you check, are these aspects there? If they are, then it's mudaf, mudaf ilay. Is it after harf jar? If it is, then it's ba'd huruf jar. Easy. But you have to know these kind of basic things, and then making i'rab or majrurat is very easy. Tayyib, this is mudaf, mudaf ilay. Everybody clear on this? We're going to practice, inshallah. But as long as I get the thumbs up right now, we're going to move forward. The next thing, and both of these are very common in the Quran, very common. Like some things like maful li ajlihi and maful fihi and things are somewhat, you know, hard to find. You'll find them, but it's hard to find in the Quran. But these you'll easily find. That's why the great homework I'm going to give today. Tayyib, huruf al-jar are certain huruf. Now we discussed the Arabic language is comprised of three different components. There's asma, which were loosely translated to nouns or names. There are af'al, which are verbs or actions. And then there are ahruf, they are letters, right? Huruf, ahruf, and huruf are both jama', by the way, harf is singular. Al-jar, are, jar means to cut something, or, you know, as you would say, anyway, so those huruf that make something majrur, right? Majrur is a state. Harf jar are the huruf jar are the letters that will make something that comes an ism that comes after it majrur, right? Now, where do we get these from? We get these from the Quran itself. We get these from the Arabic that was preserved through the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from the poetry of the times of Jahiliyyah. Most books and most durus that introduce huruf jar do not introduce all of them. Like Ajrumiyyah. If you study Ajrumiyyah, and it's a very good book and it's a very standard book, it does not go over all of the huruf jar. You know, a lot of people will introduce them as only as 7. Some will go further to show 14. But in reality, when you study like Alfiyah ibn Malik, like I did, and this was my favorite bab when I was memorizing, huruf jar were my favorite. If my teacher, Sheikh Ubaid Rahman, is watching, he will be laughing because this was easy for me. This bab, memorizing, was very easy for me. Other bab were very hard. So, haka huruf jar wa hiya min ila. So we memorized the lines. And inshallah, in the next dars, I will make you guys memorize them as well. Just at least one line so we can get, because it's a great benefit. Like right now, I wrote this out different from the way Abdul Rahman learned it from me earlier, because this is a logical flow for certain ways. But to memorize, we'll memorize like we did in Alfiyah. Ibn Aqil and other shuruh of Alfiyah mention that Alfiyah mentions 20. But As-Saybawi and other ulama who were like the standard ulama of Nahu have mentioned a 21st, as mentioned on Nahu al-Wafi as well. So, which is actually La'alla, and we'll discuss that inshallah. But in reality, if you take the strongest opinion, and you take the opinion of Saybawi, there are 21 huruf al-jar in the Arabic language. How many?
21.
And you can ask, you know, if you find somebody who's really good in Nahu, just ask them, hey, how many huruf al-jar are there? And you'll see majority of the people will give you the wrong answer. And if you really want to know, like look in Nahu al-Wafi or Ibn Aqil or these books, and you'll find that Saybawi and others have recorded 21 of them. Tayyib. I'm going to give them to you now, and I'm going to give them to you in very simple format, okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm going to give you one meaning for each, but in reality, each has multiple meanings. Some of them have 20, some of them have 10, and if you guys want, inshallah, if you guys want, we will do the meaning of all of them, all the meanings of all of them. Take a long time, but not tonight, don't worry. Tayyib, so we will, inshallah, go over these, if you guys want. And that way you can know, because min comes from many different meanings. We discussed in the last time we did all the min. We didn't do a lot of the other ones, but if you guys want, we'll do all inshallah. But min in its root, and it's a simple meaning, from. Right? Ila to. Min San Diego, ila Los Angeles. Right? Now, ala upon. Right? Like something on top of something. Right? An on the authority. If you're speaking on somebody's credibility, somebody accrediting you to speak, you say an Abdurrahman. Now you notice I said an Abdurrahman. Like it's huruf al-jar. Tayyib. Li, easily you can say for. Al-kitab lit-talib. Tayyib. Or bi, I mean again, the ba bil kasra has many meanings. And you'll notice a ba here and a ba here. And there are two different ba's. So this one of the meanings, or a simple meaning, is with. Katabtu biqalami. Tayyib. Now, fi would mean in. Right? And that's its base meaning. Fi has also come with many other meanings, including above. And we'll, inshallah, in Aqidah, in Lumma Tu'atiqad, we'll discuss that. Tayyib. Now, these that I've mentioned, how many have I mentioned?
Seven.
These seven, they will come upon a damir and an ism dahir. What does that mean? So, if I was to say, let's say, an, can I say, an Uthman, Abdurrahman, don't answer. Tayyib. Can I say that?
No.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no? Can I say an Uthman?
Yes.
Simple
yes.
question.
Yes,
yes I can.
Answer.
Yes. So, an Uthmani na or nu?
Ni.
Ni?
An Uthmani.
Uthmanu? Okay, we have ni, we have nu, and we don't have the right answer.
Nah. Has to take the same.
Uthmana. Good at cheating. why not? Because there is a whole category that I haven't introduced yet.
Special rule.
It's called mamnu min asaf. Those things are forbidden from saf.
So that means you were right.
That means you were wrong for the knowledge you didn't have yet.
It's called special rule.
Tell you. But if we say an Uthman, this is an ism zahir, like a clear name. Can you say an hu, a damir? We talked about damir a little bit, right? Can you say an hu?
Yes.
Radiallahu an hu. Tayyib. So it can also come on a on a damir. It's a mudmir or a mudmir. Ism dahir or mudmir can both be affected by these. Now, you notice I didn't say anhi. Because damir actually don't become majrur. We do see fihi, because fihu just doesn't flow as well. Now, there are some qara'at, like khalf and hamza, where they say alayhum. Like we say alayhim in Hafs and Asim, but in khalf and hamza, they say alayhum. Because damir actually don't get affected by huruf al-jar. When they get a kasra, it's only for the way of speaking, the way you flow the words. Tayyib? So these seven can affect both of those. Tayyib. Then you have hasha, khala, and ada. Hasha, khala, ada, they all generally mean except. Tayyib? Like ghair. So this is, there are some differences. We can in depth someday go into why. But in essence, they all mean an exception. Right? So, Ja'a Tullab, Hasha, Idris. Tayyib? Ja'a Tullab, Khala, Idris. Ja'a Tullab, Ada, Idris. Like, it's very easy to use it as an exception. Now, there are some differences, but we'll discuss that later, inshallah. But there is a very unique thing about these three. Yakun, قد يكون فعل. These three can come as huruf al-jar, but they can also at times come as a fi'l. Right? As a ruddi, which is write it down, record this, take pictures, take notes. When you get deeper into Nahu, you will appreciate this chart. It took me a long time to understand it, and it took my Sheikh Abdul Rahman, may Allah reward him, a wonderful way of explaining it. But when you go deeper into Arabic and you find Hasha, and you're like, wait, the thing in front of it is not Majroor, why? You find out that this can sometimes come as Huruf Jar, and it can also come as a Fi'l. So if you understood this chart well, then you will benefit from that, inshallah. Tayyib. Wow. Ta and Ba. Here, which is B. Ta and Wa. These three come as Huruf Al-Qasam. Right. Now, by the way, let's just play it here. Huruf Al-Qasamu Qasama Qasami.
Sami.
Why? Excellent. Huruf Qasami. Because it's mudaf ilayh. Tayyib. Wa, ta, and bi. Wallahi, tillahi. Right? Billahi. It can be used as huruf qasam. So, now these three all have different rulings. Like what can wow come with? What can ta come with? What can ba come with? There are rulings. And inshallah we'll get into them later. But like you will find, ta will not be used except for Allah or sometimes Ar-Rahman. Right? But wow is used for everything. Like you can say wallahi. But you can also say wattini wa zaytun. Wattin wal asr. Those are also huruf al-qasam with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you'll not find tal qasam. This is something else. So, we'll inshallah go over the rulings in detail, but all three of these are huruf al-qasam. Tayyib? Now, ka is like, let's say, Ibrahim kal-asad. Now, would it be kal-asadi, asadu, asada?
Sadi.
Sadi. Excellent. Tayyib. Hatta. Until. Now, hatta can come as something else as well. I'm just giving you a little advance. But it is from huruf al-jar. Mundhu. Both mean basically since. Like mundh zaman. Mundh waladtu. From the time, long time ago. From the time I was born. Mundhu. They both mean since. And rubba. Like sometimes. Rubba ma. You can also say. Right? All of these that I've mentioned, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and I put them in red. You see, I've color-coded it for you guys. They can only come with ism zahir. Right? You cannot say kahi, wahi. Right? That's why I was saying, laysa kamithlihi shay. Even if you take mithil out, you cannot say laysa kahi shay. Because it does not come with damair. These, you cannot say wahu. You know, or buhu, or bihu, or kahu. These are all stuck only to ism zahir. And there is khilaf and discussions and all that, but I'm giving you the strongest and clearest opinion. But these are only going to come with ism zahir. They will not come with dhamair. You can say alayhim, but you cannot say mundhuhim.
Ism al-ishara?
It's going to come with ism zahir. And asma al-ashara are zahir, but they're not dhamair. Tayyib. Kay, la'alla, and mata. These are also huruf al-jar, but there's a lot of khilaf on these. Right? But la'alla, for example, most books will not have it. But a Savoy had it. So, because, perhaps, and mata, when? Tayyib. These are 21 huruf al-jar. Inshallah, we will memorize them. In the next verse, I'll put it in the poetic format like we find in Alfiyah, and it'll be easier to memorize. But right now, there's a better flow for you to understand the differences between them. Tayyib? Now, ba comes twice, so sometimes you will find 20 because they write ba once, like in Alfiyah. But if you actually write it out, there are two types. One is not harf al-qasam, and the other is.
Does hatta also means even?
Yeah, I guess you could come in that way. Go ahead.
So it's 21 when ba is repeated twice?
Twice, yes.
So isn't there another one, lawla?
Lawla, there is a lot of discussion on. And that also is from Haruf al-Jar. But it's not from the base of them, that's why I left it out. Inshallah, Sayyid also takes lawla. But yeah, most books don't have it, inshallah. Next lesson, maybe we'll throw it in, inshallah. Tayyib, now let's look at some practice from the Quran for these. We want to always go back to the Quran. Tayyib, min al masjid.
Dil. Yes.
Dil when you connect it. Okay. Haram. Mu, mi, ma.
Me.
You sure?
Yes.
Everybody sure?
Yes.
Tayyib. Ila al masjid.
Di.
Di. Or dil. Aqsa'i u a.
E.
E.
No.
This is mabni. It's mabni. You can't put a'rab on alif.
Yeah.
Alif doesn't take, you know, a'rab here because it's for the mud here. Yeah. Right? Tayyib. Now, make a'rab of this. Tell me the nahw of it. Min is what?
Harf al-jar.
Al-masjidi is what? It's majrur because of the harf al-jar. How is it mudaf ilayh?
Oh yeah, it can't be.
How could it? This is why it's important. One thing I mentioned, isman. And min is a harf. It's not an ism. It has to be mudaf ilayh, would have to have two isman. Tayyib, so this is majrur because it's after the harf al-jar. Tayyib, al-harami. You guys said al-harami. Why?
This is too early. Good.
So let's discuss it. You said mudaf ilay, and you said it's tabi. How can we figure out whether it's mudaf ilay or tabi?
Go to the rules 1, 2, 3, 4.
Not mudaf ilay. We have khilaf bain al ulama.
No, because mudaf doesn't take al.
Excellent. The one thing you noticed is they both have al. So this cannot be mudaf. And if this is not mudaf, then this cannot be mudaf ilay. So what is it?
Sifa mawsoof.
Sifa. It is tabi'a because it is sifa. It is describing al-masjid. Now, if you said masjid al-haram, then it will be mudaf ilay. When you say al-masjid, al-haram, then it is sifa mawsoof. Tayyib. And sifa is tabi', so it takes the jar because of it being majrur here. Tayyib. Ila. What is this? Harf al-jar. Al-masjidi, again. Majrur. Al-aqsa. Sifa. Al-Aqsa means far, or on the opposite side, like far away, right? And that's describing al-Masjid, like Haram is describing al-Masjid. And it's a sifa, but because it ends in an alif, it cannot take other, but it is majrur.
Doesn't used as a name, like Aqsa, which means al-Aqsa.
What do you mean?
Name of al-Masjid.
So,
same thing with Haram.
Masjid al-Aqsa. So Al-Aqsa is describing which masjid you're talking about, right?
Yeah, in terms of sifa, but in terms of name of masjid.
Sure, if you said Al-Aqsa by itself, right?
Masjid Al-Aqsa, so it doesn't mean Aqsa Masjid?
It does, but Aqsa is describing the masjid, right? It's telling you about the masjid, it's the faraway masjid. You understand?
Yeah, I understand, so can be used as a sifa, but it can be used as a name also, right? Because there is a name.
What do you mean by name? They're all asma, right? But What is the Arab of this? So this is what you're talking about. In al-masjid ila al-masjid. Right? But which masjid? So you describe which masjid it is. Then you say, min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Masjid al-haram, يعني it is the holy masjid where it is a sanctuary, where you cannot do certain things. Haram, to do things that are halal outside. And Masjid al-Aqsa is a faraway masjid. It is far, but it is also one of the holy masjid. But it's not a haram. Like, it doesn't have a haram. You know, even though, like, Masjid al-Nabwi does. Masjid al-Ka'ba or Masjid al-Haram in Mecca does. But Masjid al-Aqsa actually doesn't. Even some people say the haram around the Aqsa, but Sharia, not correct. But you have to describe which masjid. If you say Masjid al-Quba, here Quba is a sifa. Now, if you decide to just call it Quba, and just mention Quba, then that's the ism you've given to the masjid.
If you say Masjid al-Aqsa is in Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa fi Palestine.
No.
So,
if you say Masjid al-Aqsa, then it's mudaf mudaf ilay. If you say al-Masjid al-Aqsa, like it is in the Quran, then it's sifa mawsuf. Fi is harf jar, Palestine would be majrur, but it would be mamnu min asar. You get it?
Okay. Does the mudaf mudaf ilay also take the ruling of an ism?
So mudaf and mudaf ilay are both isman.
I mean, but if you say al masjid al haram, this is sifa mawsuf, right?
Yes.
But if you just say masjid dul haram, yep. This is mudaf mudaf ilay, right?
Yep.
So can that be used as a name?
They're all asma.
I mean, as a title, right?
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that doesn't take away the fact that this is here, it's a sifa. A sifa is an ism.
But that's there because both have alif lam.
Exactly. If you take mudaf mudaf ilay, it's still mudaf ilay. It's really not the base name of what you're calling it. But in reality, all of these are asma, except for the huruf and af'al. But as I said, they're isman, right? But if you mean ism like a name you give to something, then if you say Masjid al-Aqsa, then that's not a name you're giving it, Aqsa. You're describing it with that. Okay? But if you just said, I went to al-Aqsa, then there now you've given that as a name. But in reality, you've also made Hatf of Masjid there, but anyway. So when we talk about al-Tawil, right, the tall, you can name somebody a tawil, but in reality, a tawil is a sifa, right? Really, you're saying rajulun, a rajul tawil, you know, you're rajulun tawilu, you're rajulun tawilun, or ar rajul at tawil. You really, it's a description, right? So al haram and al aqsa are really descriptions. Are good? Tayyib. So now you see. Huruf al-jar and mudaf, mudaf ilay. And the reason I really like this ayah to demonstrate is because in these very few words, we cover both of the asbab of majrurat. Huruf al-jar and mudaf, mudaf ilay, or sifa, mawsuf, which most people assume is mudaf, mudaf ilay, and it explains why it is and what would be if it was mudaf, mudaf ilay. Tayyib. So, inshallah, for your homework, is not to memorize, I know it's difficult, but to try to understand this chart the best you can. And find me 50 examples of either mudaf mudaf ilay or huruf al-jar in the Quran. That's very easy. Huruf al-jar, even if you just go to the last 10 surahs, you can find so much of this very easily. And the reason I'm saying 50 is because it's very easy. Say it? Surah al-Fatiha, I mean all these small surahs have it, are filled with them. So, 50 examples of what? Either huruf al-jar or mudaf ilay. I'm making it so easy, right? Show me where it's majrur and tell me why. Okay? You good? Easy. You're half it, man. That's easy. Yes. Inshallah, that is our dars for today. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah.
إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله